You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
50 years ago, last Wednesday, the United States launched the first of two Viking missions to Mars. And Viking 2 followed on September the 9th of 1975. Both consisted of an orbiter and a lander, which remained attached until they were in orbit around Mars. Well, Viking 1 went into orbit in 1976, June the 19th, and quickly began photographing the planned landing site, which proved to be too rocky. Oh dear. Another site was chosen. On 1976, July the 20th, the lander separated from the orbiter and 3 hours later successfully landed on Chrysi Planitia, which proved to be littered with small angular volcanic rocks. Well, Viking 2 entered Martian orbit on 1976, August the 7th, and joined Viking 1 in photographing potential landing sites. On September the 3rd, the lander separated from the orbiter and touched down on Utopia Planitia. This site proved to be littered with a mix of medium and large-sized blocks of rock. Luckily, the lander did not settle onto one of those large ones, otherwise it would have been the end of the mission. Both landers carried out experiments to try to detect life. The results were conflicting and confusing, and to this day, a minority of scientists claim that life was found. Others think that it's reactions with poor chlorates in the Martian soil that caused the apparently life-giving indications. Well, the Viking 1 orbiter operations were terminated on 1980, August the 17th, and the lander lasted 6 years until 1982, November the 11th. Viking 2 orbiter was turned off in 1978, July the 25th, after it developed a leak in its propulsion system. The lander, however, continued until 1980, April the 12th. Now, I have many recordings off the Voice of America of the Viking missions, but shortwave reception was so poor, I cannot inflict them on you, dear listener. Instead, let's tell the story in song and poetry. We begin with Chuck Morley with a song called Viking. He did this in 2017.
Sailing across the sea of space, nevermore to see Earth's face. Viking's long journey did seek a new place for mankind to stretch out his future. To search for life was his mission's aim, in the sands of Mars on the Chrysi Plain. Then 60 days later he touched down again in the land of Utopia Planet. Far from the sun, warm summer rains never fall. Cold winds blow free in rage and dust storms. If life can survive
all the way from the United States, Chuck Morley with that song Viking, recorded in 2017. Now, regular long-time listeners to The Space Show will be familiar with the poetry of Stuart Atkinson. In 2017, he wrote this, called A Viking's View. A Viking's View by Stuart Atkinson. I wonder who spotted it first, the mistake. Which side burned engineer in 70s uniform of flapping flares and garish kipper tie closed their eyes and sighed, it's wrong. It should be pink or beige, not blue. No one's fault, not really. Before landing, many assumed Barsoom's sky would share the same cerulean hues as Earth's. So, of course, that first portrait of Viking's landing site was coloured with terrestrial shades, making Chrissy look like Death Valley on a crimson spring day. That's if Arizona had any trace of precious life scrubbed and raked away. Today, the Tinfoil Hat Brigade, feverishly tapping away at tablets and computers in their mum's spare rooms on both sides of their beloved flat earth, post their fairy tales on YouTube, declaring the original photo showed the real Mars, its sky of powder blue hidden from view with another cover-up, another conspiracy, just like chemtrails, 9/11 or Nibiru. While Emperor Trump's straw-sucking Sarduka insists the ISS is a fake, too, we NASA types know the truth. There, right there, is the next new world, where one day red, thin, pale-skinned children will play, and Earth, so far, far away, will be just another name for the evening star. Stuart Atkinson there. Well, read by myself, of course. And Stuart's back again now with another poem. This is posted in April of 2018 and is called Vikings.
Vikings by Stuart Atkinson, posted on 2018 April 5th. 1,000 years after Norse hordes first invaded England, swords flashing, bashing down church doors and setting villages aflame, a second Viking invasion took place on a world 300 million kilometers away. No armada this time, no lines of longboats bringing hairy, helmeted warriors to rape, pillage and slaughter infants in their beds. Instead, a pair of snow-white robots fell like stones from the salmon-pink sky, slowed at first by parachutes before firing rockets to break their fall and land with a grand entrance. They took only photographs, their treasure, priceless measurements of wind speed, temperature and dust, their battle cries the whirring and whining of motors and gears as their arms scooped up dirt to test for signs of life. They gave humanity its first view of the surface of Barsoom, a landscape covered with millions of rocks and stones encrusted with cinnamon-hued fines, boulders, like Big Joe, half buried beneath drifts of wind-blown dust the color of powdered rust, the sun reduced to a blurred bronze coin, dropping through a twilight as purple as a bruise. These Vikings came not to snuff out life but to hunt for it, tasting the bitter grit with the tips of their electronic tongues, feeding the dust a Terran chef's special broth to see if anything with an appetite slurped it down, raking up the ground to see if any sun-shy bugs or germs lurked beneath the hoarfrost-painted crust.
On The Space Show, we are looking back 50 years to the Viking missions. And 50 years ago, the way that most people could see what was happening in space was to read Life magazine, which covered the space program quite nicely, or to read National Geographic, which is Even today, if you look those up, there are wonderful pictures that they had of what was happening in space, including the Viking missions. Well, here's Stuart Atkinson again from a poem he wrote in 2018.
Nat Geo by Stuart Atkinson, posted on 2018 April 22nd. My shelves groan under the weight of books about Mars. They bend in the middle, like geological layers of stone warped by time, moaning, no more, please, no more. Crammed onto them, almost vacuum-packed, are paperbacks and hardbacks by the hundred, sci-fi novels old and new, atlases and volumes of maps and charts, scientific papers and reports with barely a gap between them. But on the top shelf, the most important of them all, its cover creased and faded now, bleached by the sun, ink smudged in places by my fingers and thumbs, its original wasp belly yellow dulled to a pale imitation of its former self. There it is, see? Sandwiched between Red Mars and the Martian Chronicles, between Squire's Roving Mars and Clark's Snows of Olympus. The National Geographic from 1977 January, a special issue celebrating the Viking landings of the previous year. Almost an antique now, definitely vintage, but still as beautiful as the day I acquired it from my school in 1981, the year the first space shuttle flew. I'd found it in the leaning tower of Pisa pile of magazines the art teacher kept in a corner for all her budding Rembrandts, Constables and Warhols to browse in search of inspiration. I was inspired to slip it into my bag and scurry out of the room with it, hurrying home to gaze at its deliciously glossy pages filled with photos of the landing sites at Cries and Utopia.
And we must thank Stuart Atkinson for permission to read his poems. And do look them up. There's quite a few he's written over the years. Now, to Jim Thorne. He's got a song here called The Robots of Mars, and it's about how two children in the future travel to Mars to find the landers and rovers from the early space age. The Robots of Mars by Jim Thorne.
Tommy traveled with Laura to help the first museum on Mars. They would find treasure left behind, spaceships and maybe guitars. They went searching for the robots left on Mars. Through the valleys, hills, and plains, there were landers and some little robot cars waiting to be found again. They found Viking and then Sojourner, Spirit and Beagle too. They could see opportunity and curiosity too. They went searching for the robots left on Mars. Through the valleys, hills, and plains, there were landers and some little robot cars waiting to be found again. After finding the robots on Mars, Piper took them on board. Vista learned what they saw and heard, so they could be safely stored. They went searching for the robots left on Mars, through the valleys, hills, and plains. There were landers and some little robot cars waiting to be found again.
And that song raises the question, for future, it won't happen anytime soon, but should we leave the artifacts we've got on Mars there as historic artifacts, or should we bring them back to Earth? Well, it's not a problem for our generation, it'll be a future generation. Now, Photographs and Readings is a song by Daniel Kelly. He comes from Yass in New South Wales, and this particular song was written originally by Dots and Lines in 2024, and of course it is about the Viking missions to Mars.
Long and cold your journey, Viking, photographs and readings. Though the views will sure be striking, send it our way. Send us all the data, Viking, photographs and readings. Send us all the data, Viking, send it our way. Mariners who sailed before you, photographs and readings. Did the best to try and warn you, send it our way. Send us all the data, Viking, photographs and readings. Send us all the data, Viking, send it our way. On the plains of gold you landed, photographs and readings. First to reach the shores, red sanded, send it our way. Send us all the data, Viking, photographs and readings. Send us all the data, Viking, send it our way. Touch your arm to ground, unliving, photographs and readings. Smell the chill air unforgiving, send it our way. Send us all the data, Viking, photographs and readings. Send us all the data, Viking, send it our way. 90 days turn into thousands, photographs and readings. Take the time your heart allows and send it our way. Send us all the data, Viking, photographs and readings. Send us all the data, Viking, send it our way. Send us all the data, Viking, photographs and readings. Send us all the data, Viking, send it our way.
Daniel Kelly, and he's well worth looking up and buying some of his recordings. So absolutely wonderful. Now, Viking, we're looking at the Viking missions 50 years ago. Well, here is Viking 1, which was written by Brian Turner in the United States.
Viking 1, by Brian Turner. Viking Lander 1 made its final transmission to Earth, 1982, November 11th. On approach to Mars, dune fields in the distance, the spacecraft descends within a storm of dust before landing on the Golden Plain, Chrysoplanitia, which is a vast and stony desert, a graveyard of shadows cast sanguine in their repose. Cameras click in shuttered housings. The landscape a pornographic scene caught in apertures opened wide. Sand tables in their martial aspect. Compass points, Barchan dunes. The far horizon's body line in rocky silhouette. Where Earth is a small, warm light rising zenith blue beyond the dusk. Where I am still a boy, barefoot on the wet grass of the San Joaquin Valley. The millions of miles between made closer by opposition. In the old days, they say the desert Arabs hung lanterns high in the date palms, a guide for friends and strangers traveling by night. And maybe that's what I'm doing as I search for lamps in the night's vast amphitheater. Even if I don't know how to put it into words. I'm searching for the face on Mars. So much like our own. Made from dust and to dust returning. The wind's erosion calling into the void with that brutal instrument, pain. And like so many before me, I listen. I want to hear how the great questions posed by ruin are given the elegant response of stone. How we, like Aphrodite, are seduced.
And there we leave our celebration of the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Viking spacecraft, Viking 1 and Viking 2.
Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.